The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Already I've got a smile on my face. Rolien Marx, I have missed chatting to you.
As do I. What can I say? We're investing in matching smiles. I missed you too, and I'm very happy to start off with some very nice breaking news.
Okay, let me know.
Okay, so we do have it coming in that the Sudanese cabinet has repealed the 1958 law boycotting Israel as part of the Abraham Accords, which they signed just a couple of months ago. And this is really, really extraordinary. This is a law that has been in effect for 63 years. And it just goes to show that something quite exceptional is happening in the Arab world, where not only are countries like Morocco, Bahrain starting to lead the fight against anti-Semitism. We've seen an extraordinary showing of solidarity from countries like Bahrain, the UAE, and even, Simon, Saudi Arabia and Egypt with regards to Yom HaShoah, which we will start commemorating from tomorrow night. Legislation in Morocco that has now introduced in high school curriculum the teaching of Jewish culture and Jewish studies, and the adoption of Bahrain of IHRA, the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's definition of anti-Semitism. So winds blow forth across the Arab world, and this really, really is a momentous occasion.
And it's all the sweeter, Rolien, because it is Khartoum, because Khartoum was the home of the famous Khartoum Declaration. What? No peace, no recognition, no negotiation.
No recognition, no normalization, no recognition, no negotiation, no peace. And we now have yes to recognition, yes to negotiation, and yes to peace.
Okay.
Really, really momentous occasion.
And it looks like Rivlin has said yes to Netanyahu as well.
Albeit reluctantly, if you followed the goings on today, what a dramatic day. I tell you, he's had the job that nobody really wanted. And as he said, for the fifth time in the 7 years that he has been president, the term comes to an end in July. For anyone wanting to know how the president is selected in Israel, that is a decision made by the Knesset. And I look forward to seeing who the candidates will be to fill the massive shoes of President Rivlin. And very unusual for him to release a statement soon after this. But he said that, there was no clear majority on who should form the next government. There was 52 supporting Netanyahu, 45 supporting Lapid, 16 deciding not to support at all, and 7 supporting Naftali Bennett. And the president said he does it with concern, with moral concern, because he says that the prime minister is in the middle of a trial, corruption and bribery charges. However, the law still says that a sitting prime minister, even if they are facing criminal charges, can still form a government, and he is acting within the law, and that he really, really hopes that we don't go to a scenario where we have to go to a possible fifth election.
And yet, Rolien, that seems to be the most likely outcome.
Well, let's hope not. Let's hope that this doesn't happen. And he has sworn in the latest Knesset, the 25th Knesset, and in his speech to Knesset members there, and there was a whole lot of drama there, Simon, of course, because, this is Israel. But he did say, and he did implore the Chavarei Knesset, who he did swear in. He said, you do have to be cognizant of the power that you have, and you do have to understand that you are here by the will of the people, and you have to act and govern and represent the will of the people. So a very diplomatic chiding, one could say, from the president to the members of Knesset, saying, remember who you are here to serve, and make every effort to do that. Having said that, Simon, he avoided the usual sitting together of the Speaker of the Knesset, the Prime Minister, and the President. He has done this because he doesn't want to be around Netanyahu, especially since Netanyahu is in the middle of his trial. And if that wasn't enough drama today, we have under the Norwegian law, we have Shas leader Aria Derry, and we have United Torah Judaism's Yaakov Litzman resigning from their parliamentary duties under the Norwegian law, which will allow for fresh lawmakers or fresh candidates who are on their party's list to make or to enter the Knesset. So no more Yaakov Litzman.
Okay, that's interesting. I've got to tell you something. I didn't call this at all. I got this completely wrong because I'd read an article a little earlier this week. Okay, I was on holiday, so I don't know where my head was at, but that Meretz was actually prepared to endorse Bennett. And I thought if you had such consensus against Netanyahu that they would have got their act together at least for a year to have redrawn the map of Israeli politics, and then you would have had your center-right strong government. Clearly, I'm way off mark.
Well, let's see what happens in the next couple of days. All we can say is that there will be some frantic horse trading starting now. You know, we need to get a government in. We've got urgent budgetary requirements for many, yes, many ministries. We have to get this happening. And if we go to a situation where there is a fifth election, I don't even want to anticipate what the Israeli electorate or how we will respond to that. And PM Netanyahu has got 28 days,
yes,
to do this.
In the meantime, it's day two of his trial. Is he in court? Is he not in court? How's he playing this?
So yesterday he made a brief appearance in court at the Jerusalem District Court. He showed up just to hear the opening comments from the chief prosecutor and then left straight after that. That was before witness testimony started. However, he did address the nation last night saying that this was an attempt at a coup and that the prosecution has not engaged in any kind of investigation. They have gone straight for him. However, it is day two, and we heard interesting testimony yesterday, which was mostly focused around case 4000, which are the charges of pushing or trying to force the media to give positive coverage. This is involves Walla. The former CEO of Walla, Ilan Yeshua, he gave testimony and he also said on the record that he has received threats since giving his testimony yesterday.
Sure.
It also involves Shaul Elovich, who is accused along with Netanyahu of conspiring to push positive news coverage in exchange for favorable legislation regarding the Bezeq telecoms, which Elovich ran at the time. And in one of the statements yesterday, members of staff from Walla said that they began to refer to Netanyahu as King John Earn because this was the way that he was behaving, forcing them to only give positive coverage. And yesterday we heard a rebuttal argument from Defense Minister Benny Gantz saying to Netanyahu, no, you are the one who is attempting a coup by your lack of wanting to appoint a justice minister and for your attempts to try and override the Supreme Court in these kind of matters. So some very, very, very strong words. And of course, followed by the actions of the president today, distancing himself from the Prime Minister.
Ro, this very fascinating story about Jordan. What is going on? Coup, tented coup, no coup? What's the story?
We know they say no coup is good coup. I don't know.
Didn't know they said that, but I learned something today. Okay.
Oh, we had the breaking story over the weekend that there was a possibility of a coup conducted by Prince Hamza. It turns out that perhaps it wasn't so much a coup as more of a, like a family fribble. he has been placed under house arrest. There have been mediation talks. He's now pledged allegiance to the king, which is his brother, King Abdullah. But it's one of those, you know, maybe he should talk to Oprah, but it's one of those issues where it's a family matter that possibly could have been conducted privately, just saying, Harry and Meghan, that was picked up as possibly being a coup. I don't know, maybe they started a trend from Montecito. Who knows, Salman?
Who knows indeed, Rolina. Thank you so very much. As always, time flew, but we'll do it all again tomorrow.
Absolutely. Same time tomorrow. And just remember, no coup is good coup.
No coup is good coup, and a family for Ribble in the House of Hussein. How fantastic was that?